Police officers in New York City are largely not following the law when it comes to stop and frisk, and that's according to a report this week from an independent oversight agency. The finding could contribute to public safety conversations happening in Philadelphia. WHYY's Sammy Kayola reports.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has taken a tough-on-crime stance since being elected last year and created special units to prevent gun violence. A new report from the Independent Monitor of the New York City Police Department, it's a body created by the city to track police reforms, found that these units are using stop and frisk unlawfully. In one precinct, officers were stopping people without legal justification 60% of the time and frisking them for no legal reason 70% of the time. More than 97% of people they stopped were Black or Hispanic.
It went badly. It went very badly.
Attorney Mary Catherine Roper tracks the practice in Philadelphia. She says the New York data should be a cautionary tale for Philly politicians. Democratic mayoral candidate Sherelle Parker says she wants to bring back constitutional stop and frisk, meaning officers would only stop people when they have reasonable suspicion to believe a crime is being committed. Roper says it will take a lot more oversight and strong leadership to ensure that.
We need the next mayor, among other things, to ensure that the next police commissioner is really focused on actually putting into effect and putting into place these measures to address racial disparity.
In Philly, about 90% of stops that occurred in the third quarter of 2022 were legally justified, according to Roper's most recent data. But new leadership could change those trends. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.